Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Second date update.
If there's a cute girl and she's on a dating app, okay, you can imagine she's probably being hit on by, what, 100 guys a day?
Oh, easily.
200 guys a day?
Yeah. Even just not a dating app. If you're, like, on social media and you're cute, yeah, you probably have 100 DMs.
Or just 200 DMs from Jose alone.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, reply back. Yeah. I know you see it.
You know it's going to be a lot. And Jose, I mean, in your experience, how do you cut through to make yourself stand out from all the other guys?
Oh,
like, what do you say? You say, like, oh, I think I found your wallet?
No. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. I actually like that.
Dude.
Look, found something that works.
I'm really basic. I have a blue check mark, so people just tend to be like, oh, who are you?
Really?
They still don't know who I am.
You get a lot of gifts, too.
Yeah.
You can just say, hi, look at my blue check mark.
No, I just like, hi, I just want you to know you're beautiful. And then most girls will go, thanks, leave me alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's working.
Yeah, well, they respond.
Well, apparently something worked on one of our listeners that made a guy stand out to her.
Ooh.
And now she's on the phone with us looking to get back in touch with him. Her name's Ashley. Ashley, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I think I found your wallet, by the way. Would you like it back?
You can keep it.
Oh my God, that one didn't work.
Lost.
I'm so curious what this guy said to get your attention. What's his name?
His name's Benjamin.
Benjamin, okay. Did he have a blue check mark? We have to ask.
Well, I didn't meet him like on social media. I met him on a dating app.
Oh, okay. That's right. I'm thinking Instagram. My bad.
So what did he do to stand out from everybody else?
So basically, he was talking about how like, oh, I'm so beautiful. There's no way I'm real. I'm like, you got to be a catfish. And so we FaceTimed, like, immediately.
It's like,
interesting.
It's like reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and then you want to prove to him, no, I am real. See, look at my boobs.
Yeah. That's pretty stereotypical guy
like,
stuff.
Fake.
Yeah. Touch them. No, they're not. Feel them.
Kind of negging you and baiting you into, I don't know, basically talking to him.
Yeah. It's almost like being like, I don't even want you to reply to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'm too competitive, so I was immediately like, oh, challenge accepted.
Okay.
Dude, that's crazy that you FaceTimed right away.
That is crazy.
What did he look like?
He's really cute. He's tall. He's got dark hair, blue eyes, like all the things I'm into.
Okay. Okay. So that's good.
And you know he's real, too.
What'd you guys do for a date?
We decided to go to a bar.
All right.
And it was great. We had a good time, but... So one thing happened, it was like kind of embarrassing, but I don't think he was really upset by it.
Uh-oh.
But we're sitting there talking, like we've been on the date for 30 minutes at this point.
Okay.
And one of my girlfriends came into the bar and she came over to say hi, and I completely forgot his name.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
Oh, and it's like happens when you're mid-sentence. This is, oh my God.
Yeah, and you like deer in headlights.
Oh, man, he must have just been mortified. Like what was his reaction?
Well, I felt terrible and I was super embarrassed, but he kind of laughed it off and was cool about it. And then we just like kept going and had a really good night.
That's amazing. Okay. He was able to brush it off.
He held on to it.
You guys, but he's only 30 minutes into a date.
Yeah, but still,
yeah.
It's just a shot to the ego.
I know, like, I totally goofed, but honestly, like, he's the one that brought it up later in the date, like, joking around.
Oh, okay.
He even was like, wait, what's your name again?
Not passive aggressive. Like,
it's kind of like two really old people at breakfast, like, huh? Yeah. What's your name? Who are you?
He's being serious. He's like, no, seriously, who are you?
Who is this? What time is it?
Yeah, what time is it?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I guess that's romantic in a way, but is that how you felt about it?
I was really embarrassed at first, but then, like, he made me feel more comfortable, and he, yeah, like I said, he poked fun at it later in the date, and so I felt like it was fine.
Yeah,
but then,
I think
like,
so.
I know the rest of the date went well, because after the date, we left, and we walked around for a little bit, and then he called an Uber for me, and, like, literally right as I was, like, walking to the Uber, and, like, this is gonna sound so corny and so cheesy, and I know it, but I swear it happened.
Uh-oh.
I was looking up, and it's, like, the clouds had just kind of cleared away, and, like, you could see, like, the stars, so it was, like, super sweet and romantic. Aww. And like right then is when he went in and kissed me goodnight.
Oh, good job, buddy.
Do you think he set that up?
And you're like, thanks, Dang. Dylan.
Oh my god. Well, thank god I didn't call him that name. Like, that would have been even more embarrassing.
All right.
Wait, but I forgot his real name. What
Benjamin.
Is this?
Benjamin.
Benjamin. Yeah. Okay, see, I mean, don't do that
oh,
to me,
no.
But that's really Benjamin. Sweet. I mean, like, you have this sweet moment. You already have an inside joke together.
Yeah.
Like, you sound yeah. connected. I'm guessing you were totally expecting a call back from him.
Yeah, and so, like, we've been texting, and, like, I've been very flirty with my texts and, like, obviously, like, dropping those hints, hey, I'm definitely interested, but, like, he hasn't been as kind of talkative back with his text, and he hasn't called me or asked me for another date, and it's been a week now.
Mm. Are you missing any teeth? He could have felt with his tongue while he was in there, and boom, you're missing.
He wouldn't notice that earlier?
Well, it could be in the back, Brooke.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I thought you were a catfish. You didn't have any teeth. That usually is not.
I have all of my teeth, thank you.
Okay, yeah. See, we got to the bottom of that mystery.
All right. I think he may have met somebody else or something.
Or maybe it was Ashley's friend that she was introduced to.
Oh
my God.
Have you spoken to her?
Dude, I definitely want to get that tea. If that's,
yeah.
if that's the case, yeah, let's find out. I'm going to play a song. We'll come back. We're going to call Benjamin for you, and we'll try and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, thank you. Right,
hold on. Second date update. If you're just joining us, we're talking with one of our listeners, Ashley, who's worried that maybe her date Benjamin is ghosting her because she accidentally blanked on his name 30 minutes into their first date.
Yikes.
And Ashley, I know that makes you feel bad and probably kind of embarrassed, but if it's any consolation, Brooke has gone to bed with hundreds of men without ever knowing their names. So you're in really good company right now, Ash.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it was that important. Like,
yeah,
you know, they told it to me.
Oh, did they? Oh,
yeah,
I didn't think you learned it.
I mean, that's not why I was there. So.
Save that for more useful information. Yeah. Anyway, Benjamin was a really good sport about it, and they even had a kiss at the very end of the night. Aww. As the clouds parted and the stars came out.
It's yeah. so cute.
Which is why it's such a mystery why Benjamin has been kind of avoiding her. Still texting, but yeah. not yeah. asking her out on another date. So yeah. we're going to help her figure out the reason why.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just worried that, he just almost sounds like too smooth. Like, that's why I think that maybe there's somebody else.
Or he's talking to a few girls at once.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like,
well.
It's too good.
We'll see. I'm going to dial Benjamin's number right now, though, and we're going to try and get you your second date update. Are you ready?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Yes. Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
You're ready. You're ready. This will be good.
Okay. Are you okay. sure? Because we don't have to do this.
No, do it, do it, do it.
Okay.
She's like, hurry, before I lose my nerve.
Rip the Band-Aid.
All right, here we go. I'm dialing the number right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Benjamin?
This is Benjamin. Who's this?
My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What are you talking about?
Radio, it's a form of entertainment that a lot of people listen to, and we do a morning show on it. And one thing that we do on our show is this segment called the Second Date Update.
Oh, yeah, y'all like a podcast, right?
Yeah, we have one of those too.
Yeah.
If that makes it easier for you to understand, then sure.
Yeah.
It's a radio podcast.
But something that we do on this radio podcast
that's live.
Yeah, is we help our listeners reach out to people that they've been on a date with when they can't get back in touch with them.
Okay.
And you went out with a woman recently, Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley. Ashley.
Okay. That sounds like a good memory that just popped into your head of Ashley.
Yeah. We spoke to Ashley about you, and there were some pretty positive reviews. She says you're a really nice guy, attractive, and kind of a smooth talker.
Yeah, I can be a ladies' killer.
Oh, okay.
You kill ladies?
I'm sorry. What? I know what you mean, ladies' killer.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Did you like Ashley a lot?
In the words of Shakespeare, I would say it was the best of times and the worst of times.
Oh, does he say that?
Shakespeare. I don't think that was Shakespeare.
Tale of Two Cities. Yeah,
I believe
That was a far reach, you know. Yeah.
Also a play killer.
But you ended up going out. You must have had a good time on the date then, right?
Without a doubt, man. I had a blast, you know. I even loved the part where she almost forgot my name like 30 minutes into the date.
There it is.
So that really didn't bother you?
No, I mean, hey, like, you know, just meeting people. It's not like how it used to be.
Right.
It's like speed dating on steroids.
You're right. Sure. You kind of read the name once or twice, but you remember
the
face.
Chill. Yeah, the vibe is very chill. Mm-hmm. You seem very positive about everything, so I guess I'm a little bit confused why you're not talking to Ashley anymore.
All right, so here's the worst of times.
Okay.
So she let me know where she worked at.
Okay.
So 2 days after, I was like, you know what? I'm going to pop up on her with some roses at work. So when I went to her office, talked to the receptionist, she said, yeah, are you Dave? And I'm like, no, I am not Dave.
Is this a joke that she's playing because she got the wrong name on your date too?
But it was the receptionist that said this.
So then she went to go check. And then she says, oh, yeah, she already went to lunch with Dave already.
Oh. Wow. So she had a lunch date with Dave?
Who's
gave
Dave?
Her flowers.
Yeah, and then the receptionist had this weird look on her face, like kind of like she didn't want to tell me that.
Oh, no.
Well, obviously, you're like standing there holding flowers. But you're not in a relationship. Like, you're both open and free to date right now.
But she obviously is.
Like, after a completely amazing date like that, she's the only woman on my mind. I can't, like, you know, for 24 hours later, she's on another date with another dude that, like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's like she could have had it planned way before.
But you don't usually do, like,
date.
It sounds like a boyfriend thing to take you out to lunch the middle
you
of
do? Work. You do? You think it's a boyfriend? I think it sounds like she just had another lunch date. She's, like, dating right now.
Well, let's just ask her then, because, Benjamin, I got to let you know that Ashley's been on the other line listening this entire time. She wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ashley, you there?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Okay.
Why are you embarrassed?
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Benjamin. Like, I just want you to know that I did feel the same way. Like, after date, you were the only man on my mind too.
Oh.
So who's Dave?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ashley.
Look, he's not my boyfriend. There's nothing serious. He's just a guy. Like, I wish you would have told me that you were coming.
Ashley, to be honest, that's not good enough, man. And you got to be a little bit more honest and upfront if you want to move forward or hang out with me.
I mean, Ashley, you're saying two different things. You're saying after the date, I had no other guy in mind, and then literally the next day, you're with another guy.
24 hours later.
I am sorry. All of you need to get off of her back, okay? When I met my husband, I was, like, seeing other dudes. I was hanging out with an ex. I had another date on the side.
Telling your husband you're the only guy that I'm thinking about right now?
On the very first date? No, I wasn't telling him that.
Brooke, she's saying that to us right now. She's
so
saying
you
that
can go
Benjamin's
out with someone...
the only person that I want to see, but
yeah,
I also want to see
that.
Dave.
Yeah,
but you can actually be out on a date with Dave and still be thinking about Benjamin. Like, maybe it was already planned.
Yeah, I mean, you could be right. The only way to know is by asking Ashley, hey, who is Dave? What is his relationship?
Yes. That's what I want
to
know.
Is he just another guy that you're also seeing, or is there something more?
Or what?
Have you guys hooked up? You don't have to get that far, but, like, is it romantic?
You know what? I don't want to go into all kinds of details, but I will just tell you this, and, like, please do not overreact, but he's just my sugar daddy. Like,
what?
What? That's all he is.
Okay, now it makes sense. I was worried this was a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're fine.
Okay, but listen.
Benjamin, like, please just listen to me for a second. Like, I feel like y'all are not getting the right image of what this is. Like, he takes me out, he buys me lunch, like, stuff like that. Like, nothing else. That's literally the extent of our relationship. Like, you know more about me in the one date that we have than he does. And we have, like, you and I have a real connection.
All right, so, like... So he does all that nice stuff for you. But do y'all do anything more than that or any more stuff?
I feel like we're getting really far away from it. And the point is that, like, I care about you.
I want an answer to that.
Oh, you know, we don't need an answer. They do stuff. You don't just get sugar daddy for free.
But you can stop the sugar daddying, can't you? Can't you just, like, cut
Brooke.
It off?
I'm just saying.
Let's be realistic.
Like, she could just end that, and then she could be in a relationship with you, Benjamin. She made a mistake.
Let's go into a no-sugar dating diet.
You guys are making such a huge deal of this, and it's, like, it's not a big deal. All of my friends have these, and, like, it's expensive being a single woman paying for everything.
Yeah, it is.
Women can have it all. It's not like like, we can have somebody that we care about, and we can have somebody that pays our bills.
God, I wish I could have that.
Okay. Well,
so wait, you would keep the sugar daddy, and you'd have it all.
I mean, yeah, we can do that.
Well, what do you think about the idea of Benjamin giving you both?
Oh, you're going to make him your daddy?
Just splitting them into two people. Benjamin can be the guy that gives you things and is also romantically connected to you at the same time.
You mean like a boyfriend?
Let's not get too crazy.
Okay, sorry,
But can you do that? Like, that's a lot for one person.
You know,
she's asking.
What do you think?
I just think, for me, I feel like it's her loss. You know why? Because, for one, I make good money. I'm a millionaire.
This guy.
Second point is that the first gesture I did anything nice to you to show my romance or my positive affirmations towards you, I come to your job, you with a whole nother dude. Yeah. I learned on this phone call that's your sugar daddy. I'm okay.
It's
a lot to take.
It's a lot.
All I heard was that he's a millionaire, and then my eyes went completely blank. And I don't know how Ashley feels about it. Ashley, what do you think now knowing that he is an extremely successful, extremely rich guy that's also a smooth talker? Would you want to see him again, and we would pay for that date?
I mean, I just feel like that, like, solves all of our problems. Like, I feel like we don't really have a problem here. Like,
Now she has a rich boyfriend.
Oh.
Actually, I think a good paying job for yourself and being an independent
Brooke.
Woman
would
suck. Nobody loves that. Don't go back on your morals, Brooke.
You disgust me.
Yeah, you can do it. You can be good on your own.
You are the worst.
That would help.
At the end of the day, Benjamin, we had a really good time together. Like, I don't see why that has to stop.
I can see why I can stop. It's called trust.
Oh.
I mean, look, Benjamin, she's seeing the error of her ways here, obviously. I could see this relationship working out, especially if you're willing to pay a little bit more money on your dates. And you won't even have to on this first one, because we're going to pay for it.
Yeah, we'll be the guys.
Come on, Benjamin, one more chance.
You might as well take the free meal. Come on, it'll be fun.
Oh, now she's super into it.
Yeah.
You know how much fun we're going to have with all of your money?
Remember, you're the only one that she's been thinking about since your date. Uh-huh. Those are her words.
I'm going to say I'm okay. I'm not. I'm good on the second date.
Yeah.
Smart man. Very smart.
I don't know. I just feel like y'all are really judging me really hard right now.
Oh, I'm not. I'll ask your daddy if he wants two babies.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.